The most obvious and concerning matter as we mark 60 years is that it is happening when our country has never had any peaceful change of leadership. Since independence, every leader has left office by bonds. And whoever has ascended to the highest office in this country has only done so by the use of force. Implicitly means that Ugandans in these entire 60 have no power to remove them from office. And that has huge implications that translate into what Uganda is for. Because even as we celebrate independence, there are many parts of our country that are suffering from hunger and receiving food aid from donors. And so this goes to show that 60 years after independence, the vision of the immediate post-independence leaders, which was focused on ending ignorance, poverty, and disease, has not made significant progress. We can only say we are marking the time when domination ended. Domination by Africans or Ugandans, by Ugandans, continues.
What do you say to those who say under President Museveni that Uganda has played a role in the leadership of the East African community?
Well, that is definitely not entirely true. As you may know, the East African community was far more advanced in its integration in the 60s than it is today. We had a common currency, common services, common postal service, common railway service, common airlines, common industrial projects, and so on. None of that is there today. Yes, there has been an effort to revive the East African cooperation. As you know, even until very, very, very recently, borders between member states have been effectively closed, not just through them being less used by citizens, but completely closed, no passage allowed at all.
What do you make what has transpired in the past week where General Muhoozi, the president's son, made a comment about Kenya, was later promoted by President Museveni to the position of general? What do you make of these developments?
Well, I think the power in Uganda, which was captured by the military in 1986, was eventually also captured by the family. And we have family rule within Uganda. That, in fact, is amply demonstrated by how ordinary government protocol doesn't relate to members of the family.
Dr. Besigye, it's a pleasure to speak with you. And let me say Happy Independence Day to you.
Thank you, Excellency.